You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is negative 30%. That was the latest market sentiment level measured by the American Association for Individual Investors. It's the lowest level since the 2008-2009 financial crisis. That negative 30% figure, by the way, it's from taking the percentage of bullish investors and subtracting the percentage of bearish investors. Sentiment doesn't usually go lower than that level. In fact, you'd have to look back to 1990 to find a time when it did. The dismal sentiment, though, may be good for future stock returns. The last time sentiment was this bad, the S&P 500 posted a gain of more than 30% a year later. And in fact, it looks like a lot of capital is waiting on the sidelines. Bank of America's survey of portfolio managers revealed an average portfolio cash holding of 6.1%. That's the highest level since late 2001. That might be too optimistic, though. There's a big caveat because earnings expectations could decline further from here. Higher interest rates tend to affect the economy on a slight delay. And with third quarter earnings reports on the way, the market is bracing for poor results. The next number up is $1.035. That was the all-time low that the British pound tumbled to on Monday. The pound did bounce back to around $1.07, but it still ended the day down about 1.5%. British bonds also continued to sell off, with the yield on the 10-year rising to over 4.1%. That's the first time it's topped 4% since 2010. The pound's new record low came after the UK government, under Prime Minister Liz Truss, unveiled a package of tax cuts as part of an economic growth plan. The government announced plans to abolish the UK's highest rate of income tax, cut property taxes on homebuyers, scrapped a planned increase in corporate taxes, and announced a cap on energy bills for households and businesses that will cost £60 billion over the next 6 months. That raised fears of inflation and that the UK government would need to borrow more money in the short term, and thus lenders would demand higher interest rates. The euro has also come under heavy selling pressure against the dollar in recent months. That's as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates more aggressively than the European Central Bank. The euro struck a new 20-year low at 95.5 cents on Monday before recovering. Our last number is 15.2%. That's the percentage of Sunbelt homes that went under contract in August that fell through. That's according to a new report from Redfin, who said prior to the pandemic, typically only 12% of deals fell through. A big reason for the high cancellations, of course, is high mortgage rates. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage was recently around 6.3%. That's up from 2.9% a year ago. Homes are also still expensive. While existing home prices are coming down month to month, the median price of an existing home in the U.S. is still up 7.7% from a year earlier. As for the worst-hit cities, more than a quarter of buyers looking to buy a home in Jacksonville, Florida, backed off in August. According to Redfin, that's the highest percentage among the major 50 metro areas in the U.S. Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Orlando followed. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell likely sees this dip in home prices as par for the course. He said Wednesday that home prices coming down is a, quote, good thing, and that housing prices were going up at an unsustainably fast level. And that's Numbers by Barron's for September 27th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.